Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Cattle producers, you're invited to the 2017 Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches Friday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 550 Angus bulls and 50 Hereford bulls that day, starting at 10 a.m. These Express Ranch bulls all have genomically tested EPDs with the Zoetis I50K technology. For more information, go to their website, www.expressranches.com, or give Express Ranches a call at 800-664-3977.
Well, the cattle complex geared to open moderately higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying on constructive fundamentals. Conversely, the hog futures are likely to open moderately lower, checked by long liquidation and pork demand uncertainty. Now, cattle trade, well, it'll remain in low gear most likely today. Indeed, we may not see much in terms of bids or asking prices until, once again, late in the week. And it's a good bet that recent cash success will prompt feedlot managers to price ready cattle sharply higher. Now, packers seem to be making progress shoring up processing margins by selling boxes sharply higher. Hog buyers should return to work today with bids steady to a dollar lower, even though Monday's country run was on the slow side. Packers seem much less likely to attract a bigger run through greater spending than they did earlier this month. Our guess is that this week's kill should total about 2.3 million head. Look for lean hog futures to open moderately lower this morning, pressured by long liquidation and pork demand uncertainty. On the futures, corn, soybean, and wheat futures lower yesterday, with the three wheat markets posting the largest losses. First notice day for March deliveries is Tuesday, and participants in a Reuters survey expect 0 to 200 corn deliveries, 200 to 500 soybean, 100 to 200 soybean meal, 1,000 to 2,000 soybean oil, and 0 to 400 soft red winter wheat, and 0 to 800 hard red winter wheat. Wheat futures did lead crops lower, with March soft red winter wheat settling under key moving averages and at a two-week low, while the hard red winter also was at a two-week low, but still above the 50 and 100-day averages. Winter wheat in the southern plains will be dry this week amid warm weather. The dry conditions have raised concerns about wildfires from Kansas and the south. Now, corn closed lower for the third day, with March coming to rest under a 20, 50, and 200-day moving averages, and lower wheat futures helped pull the corn down, which had already been under pressure as funds appear to be exiting long positions. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Now, live cattle futures, April, up 55 cents yesterday, 115.50, and June up 77 at 105.62. March feeder cattle up 215 at 123.85, and April was up $2 at 123.55. April hogs up 10 cents, 68.12. May was up 5 cents at 74.02. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, the March was down 9 and 3 quarters at 444. May was down 10 cents, 457. Chicago wheat, March down 12 and a half at 418 and 3 quarters. May was down 9 and a quarter at 438 and three quarters. March corn down 3 and 3 quarters at 360 and a quarter. May was down 2 and a half at 368 and a quarter. March soybeans down 2 and a half at 1011. May was down 2 and a quarter at 1022. On the cotton futures, March is up 68, 75.65. May's up 40 at 76.52. April crude oil down 16, 53.89. May's down 14, 54.28. April natural gas down 3, 265. May down 3, 274 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.